as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on the horse. That is syncopated, gated, and a such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. But when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folk all know he's a highfalutin', tootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only friend to guide you is the evening star. The roughest and the toughest man by far is Tim McNamara. He got his neighbors singing to the cattle and sheep. At night on stage he sings the girls to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always lay, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, oh, low, oh, lay, 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 deep, I need your lay, 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 oh, lay, low.
As he went along his
way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw,
a plowing through the ragged skies and a buckler he draws.
Yippee-yay!
Yippee-yay!
Yippee-yay-oh!
Yippee-yay-oh! Tennessee. When do I come in, old timer?
In this song, it don't matter, partner. Go ahead and sing.
Their faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat.
Don't be half sick, foolish boy.
They're riding hard to catch the herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet.
Get along, little doggy, 'cause you got to ride forever on that age up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire.
Is that possible?
How would I know? As they ride on here, they cry.
This is a cowboy legend.
Fallen von die Seiten. Hello, Cap und Finn had to lunch beyond the pearly gates. He walked into a vegetarian restaurant called Nate's. Da hat ein neues gepuppt, die Hätten flying with his horse. Komm mit Schüres, he yelled out, give me a plate of borscht. Yippie-ho! Now listen, hey, the boss was hot, the fire off his is hot, he brennt from steam. The cowboy said, what's for a clog? I want some sour cream. This guy's they shook just for the schnook, the bells gave out a clang. The cream came out from Brooklyn, whoo, ha, fuck me a gang. Yippee-ho-ho, yippee-wash-ding-do. Pusht rein der's in die Sky. Hey, the cowpunch ate his borscht right up and bought some for his horse. He shot it into Hussy with a hypo, of course. Old Dobbin gave a snort with joy, he felt the surfing flow. He dived right through the skies of borscht right into Pimlico. The horses lined up one by one just as they reached the barrier. And someone shot a pistol and they ran out of the ahul, yeah! And they go, Dalton, taking the lead is Hagsalz. Second is Finsternior. In third place is Flying Pisk. And coming up schnell from the rear is Happy Hinten. Aber a fool is Borstreiter. Ja, klug! Er sitzt schiefe bei der Barriere. Jetzt geht er a Grebs. Und läuft das wie a Zyklon. Ort kommt er catch Flying Pisk. He's past Finstern, ja. Jetzt speit er on auf Hagsalz. Come on, Borstreiter. Ui, daddy. Hey, the fiddle late is on his way, I seen she can't be stopped. The crowds again, the sugar yelling, gay, the alte Schkappe. The boss, the horsey from the sky, he made the hood look silly. But the cream wore off and he fell down in ice, gotta kill it. Yippee-ho-ho, win place and show. The boss, riders in the sky.
her howling after the dolly's ball. The spurs they jingled and cowboys they singing their lonesome cattle call.
Night guard, I'm a-riding around 1,000 bedded steers, and tonight my thoughts are sliding down the trail of distant years. Coyotes howling in the darkness chills my weary bones. Varmint's prowl around the campfire makes the cowboy feel at home. Beautiful-o-dee-a-lo-dee-a-lo-dee-a-lo-dee-a-lo-dee. Hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear. Now the cold north wind is blowing, snow comes falling down. Wrapped in my saddle blanket, sleeping on the cold, cold ground. I used to ponder over my luck, I wondered why it never changed. I was happy and free around my mammy's knee, pulling on her apron strings. Beautiful-o-dee-a, hello-dee-a, 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 hello-dee-a. Sun comes shining, stealing through my kitchen door, just to see my dear old mammy cooking ham on that old kitchen stove, where the mockingbird sings you to sleep at night, the moonbeams playing through the trees. Some like to climb it out in New Mexico, but give me back my sunny Tennessee. Beautiful-o-dee-a-lo, hello-dee-a, hello-dee-a-lo-ay. Hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, dear, hello, hello, dear, 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 hello, Oodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-oodle.
Oh, I've been away out back, rode many a cattle track. I felt the dingoes, lonesome wells, and shivers up my back. Seen the stockmen riding high, and seen them riding low at the bushman's rodeo. I've got my fancy riding gear and swanky clothes. My pony snorting and is raring for to go out where they ride and swing raw high at the bushman's rodeo. All the stockmen will be there from stations everywhere, while rumbies from the western runs and steers as wild as hares, and the girl will show us how to rope and ride and throw at the bushman's rodeo. I've got my fancy riding gear and swanky clothes. My pony's snorting and is raring for to go out where they ride and swing raw high at the bushman's rodeo. Hear the stockmen tell their tales of dusty cattle trails, and watch them tame the wild outlaws while others ride the rails. And we'll strum our old guitars and sing the song we know at the bushman's rodeo. I've got my fancy riding gear and swanky clothes. My pony's snorting and is raring for to go out where they ride and swing raw high at the bushman's rodeo. I've got my fancy riding gear and swanky clothes. My pony's snorting and is raring for to go out where they ride and swing raw high at the bushman's rodeo.
And now here's a mighty meaty message from Prairie Larry's Paint and Body Shop.
Friends, Prairie Larry here with an amazing offer for you. But first, this heartbreaking dramatization.
Well, that's the last stray through the chute there, Milo.
Yeah, the roundup's finally done.
Boy, it's a fine-looking herd, too, ain't it?
Yeah, except a few of them like that dingy dovey over there.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. Hey, there's quite a few of them like him now that I take a closer look.
Yeah, they really bring down the whole herd, don't they?
Yeah, but they're still good cows, and they got a lot of good mileage on them left. But they're so dull and faded-looking.
I know it. What's a cowboy to do?
Here's what's a cowboy to do. Drive those dingy, dirty, faded cows down to Prairie Larry's 999 Cattle Paint and Body Shop. Yes, they said it couldn't be done, but Prairie Larry did it. We can take the dingy, as dirty, as mangy as cow you've got and make it look like new for only $9.99 a ton. Here's how we do it. First, experienced body men go to work and hammer out the doggies' dings and dents. Then they fill in the flanks and furrows with bovine bundo. Next we sand and buff the hide. Then it's time to apply the primer coat. After that, my laser-aligned paint sprayers go to work. We use an exclusive Diamond Gloss acrylic paint in over 80 shades of brown. Or if you want to pay a little extra, we can two-tone your heifer with pink or white, whichever way you go. The final coat is baked on for added toughness. Finally, we splash on a liberal dose of our exclusive Utter Bright undercoating to stop corrosion and clean up those rusty rears. Also, for a modest extra charge, we'll wax the ears, add some tail trim for twinkle, and put a metal flake finish on hooves and horns. We'll also provide free estimates, free towing if we do the work, and full cooperation with insurance companies and adjusters. And remember, our exclusive Life of the Cow guarantee. If the dogie fades, we'll repaint free. Now, let's take another look at that shabby herd we saw earlier.
You know, Prairie Larry's cattle paint and body shop sure spiffed this old herd up.
Sure did, Milo. Really raised their self-esteem, too.
Yeah.
Come on, let's drive them on into town and show them off.
Join us today and we'll get your herd a moo attitude.
To find the Prairie Larry's cattle paint and body shop nearest you, call 1-900-NEW-MOOS. That's 1-900-NEW-MOOS. And remember, this is not a toll-free call.
Yeah. Cowboy Joe, he had a horse, but he didn't know how to ride.
Oh, shucks!
Every time he jumped in the saddle, he fell off on the other side.
Oh!
He got so many bumps and lumps that he grew mighty sick. So he sold his horse for a dollar and a half and bought a pogo stick. And now he rides the range in a way that's mighty strange.
Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 ho. Underneath the prairie sky, you can see him bouncing by, galloping high, galloping low, hoppity, 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 ho.
Giddy-up, Pogo. The other cowboys, how they laughed when he came bouncing through.
Ha ha!
They said, Joe, you look so silly, cause you bounce like a kangaroo. But Joe said, don't you laugh at me, I love my pogo stick. If you will run a race with us, we'll beat you mighty quick. They all yelled, hip hooray.
Hooray!
And then they dashed away.
Bang! Look at him go, look at him go. Hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, look at him go. Hoppity, 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 ho. Bouncing like a rubber ball, Joe, he beat them one and all. Galloping high, galloping low. Hoppity, 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 ho.
Shucks, I knew old Pogo could do it, and he ain't even breathing hard. Now every time he bounces by, the people cheer for Joe.
Hooray!
He's the main attraction when he rides in the rodeo. So if you haven't got a horse, don't let it worry you. Just climb aboard your Pogo stick and be a buckaroo. When you bounce by like Joe, the crowd will holler,
oh!
Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 ho. Underneath the prairie sky, you can see him bouncing by, galloping high, galloping low, hoppity, 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 ho. Look at him go, hoppity, ho, hoppity, ho!
All right. And a very happy and hearty yeah! That didn't sound so good, did it? All right. Well, yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay, mofos, and welcome to yet another edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, Wrangler KBC. And this is our third cowboy show. No telling how many more there could be. I mean, there's cowboy songs everywhere out there. You can't swing a dead doggy without hitting a cowboy song. The trick there is that most of them are really just depressing as hell. You know, think about it. You're out on the range. Your only company is sheep and or horses and or cows. Take your pick, any combination. A couple of guys who are at least as ugly as you are. And no women within 100 miles. So it's easy to get depressed out there and write stupid, really lousy, depressing, sad songs about busting broncos and stuff. So it's kind of hard to find cheerful stuff about the cowboy life. But we did it for today, as you may have seen. And in that spirit, we started out with Ragtime Cowboy Joe by the Barry Sisters. They were from Australia. Big cowboy presence in Australia. That was from about 1959 or so. And we dedicate that, as we do all cowboy songs here, to Cowboy Joe's Radio Ranch. He's kind of responsible for getting me started in this musical collection odyssey, and he's done a good job of archiving depressing cowboy music. Les DeHerty is actually in Wyoming, and you can find him on YouTube. If you look up Paul Aaron on YouTube, there's all kinds of stuff. You want cowboy music and western swing, there's your man. So let's see, we also heard the theme to Blazing Saddles. That was a 45 RPM edition from 1974 by Frankie Lane. Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and Mickey Katz, his version, the Borscht Riders in the Sky. The cowboy yodeling song was Margot Smith, followed by Yodeling Cowgirl Kitten. Yes, ma'am. And that was The Cattle Call, of course. Big Farron Young hit. The Cowboy Night Herd song was Roy Rogers. The Bushman's Rodeo was Buddy Williams, with Lenore Miller. He's also from Australia, and that comes from like 1945. The Riders in the Sky, we heard Prairie Larry's Cattle Paint and Body. A guy named Fred, the Pony Song, Buzzard Bait, Horsey Horsey. Cowboy and a Pogo Stick was the Balladeers. I actually have that record. Sorry, folks, not for sale. And then we heard from Rubber Rodeo and everybody's favorite, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. So, all right, strap on the feed bag and get your saddle hinged up and get ready to go for a ride, because we got more for you.
I was hanging round town in a house of little fame, laid up with a twister and a hustling dame. When a hot-headed pip with his nose full of coke beat me out of my girls and he left me for broke. Dirty dough he did. Stranger steps up and he says, "Say, my lad, are you any good at riding horses that are bad?" I says, "You darn right, now that's one thing I do. I'm a second-rate pimp, but I'm a good buckaroo. So bring on your horses, I've never seen one that could set me to guessin' or worry me none." He says, "Guess again, boy, now there's one that I own. You might have heard him, son, it's that old strawberry roan." Well, I guess we've all heard of that ball-bearing stud. He can count up to 10 and pile your ass in the mud. He's the worst stern pony that ever was foaled. He's 20 years old and he ain't ever been rode. Not ever, never. Well, the upshot of it was that I found myself hired to break out some colts that great stud had sired. They was hot-headed ponies and they was just like their dad. Most of them was wrong and every darn one of them was bad, real bad. With my feet in my stirrups, them ponies did fight till my ass struck my tracks out long before night. With my nose full of dirt, my mouth full of dung, and my ears all scratched up where my stirrups got hung. Now all the balls, he'd come out and he said, that's enough. Them strawberry roan colts are just too darn rough. I am plumb sick and tired of seeing you take all them balls. You go rope that old stud and we'll cut out his balls. Well, I built a big loop and I went to the corral. I roped his front feet and he farted and fell. The boss held his head and I tied his legs. I reached for my knife and I went for his eggs. Hold on, girls. When I cut his bag open, he let out a moan. And he squealed like a pig while I whittled one stone. All I could locate was one of his nuts. The other was sucked up there somewhere in his guts. So I rose up my sleeve and I swimming in blood. I fished birdseed in the guts of that stud. It gets worse. Now I thought I'd found it when I felt something pass. It was only a turd on the way to his ass. Just then I heard one of them blood-curdling squalls, and when I turned round, he had the boss by the balls. Well, I stomped on his head, but it just were no use. He was just like a bulldog, and he wouldn't turn loose. So I untied his legs, and he got to his feet. But the boss's voice changed, and I knowed he was beat. Oh, the strawberry roan, I'd advise you to leave him alone. He's a hard-headed pony with only one bone. But the boss is a unit with no balls at all.
Hanging around town just to look at the sights. Fresh off that roundup to see those bright lights. When a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a hunting excitement by the looks of your clothes. Guesses me right and I soon tells him so. You know of a spot where a fella can go. He says he knows one where they don't bore no holes. If you've got the money, so it shows him my road. We hops in the saddle and away we did ride to see this hot spot in my overnight bride. He leads me around till I see that red light. Music and laughter drift out on the night. I steps in the door and I looks everywhere. Now there's lots of cute fillies and some old gray mares. But there in the corner just standing alone is this high behind filly, this strawberry roan. I walks up to her and I says with a smile, let's go for a ride. I sure like your style. She says to me, cowboy, better take on a load. This little filly ain't never been rode. Takes a half hitch around her little waist. I says to her, honey, just show me the place. She heads for her room. It's all painted red. There in the middle is a 10-by-10 bed. I strips off my clothes and I uncurls my twine. She says to me, stranger, the 10-spot is mine. I jumps in the saddle and I screws her down tight. She's bucking and pitching with all of her might. She twists and she turns and she scratches like mad. I'm just hanging on as she springs off that path. We bounce in the air and I land on my head. And I see the reason for the 10-by-10 bed. She bucks to the left, then she bucks to the right. Well, I'm still in the saddle, my spurs hung in tight. I'm tall in the saddle, curling my mustache. This red-headed filly is earning her cash. She bucks right and left and then skyward once more. I wind up alone on the old hardwood floor. Well, I'm telling you, stranger, there's no man alive can ride old strawberry when she makes her high dive.
Tell them ye cowboys who think you are tough that I know one filly who will give you enough. If you think you are ready and hard as a stone, you ain't ever mounted that strawberry roan.
Cowboy went out on a spree, and oh, what an ignorant cowhand was he. He had a few drinks, and his head was a whirl, and he ended up in the arms of a girl called Katie.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy was awfully handsome, they say, as I'm sure he could tell from his mirror each day. But many weeks later, one morning he saw a rash on his face, and he cried with a roar, "What is it?"
"That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy."
That cowboy was worried and fretted and frowned, and he went to his medicine chest and he found some wonderful tonic that must have been hot, supposed to be good for whatever you got, and he took it.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy each morning he washed at the sink, and then came one morning when, what do you think? The spots on his face, they had all gone away. He looked and he shouted, "Ti-yippee, ti-yay, I'm cured."
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
That handsome young cowboy was happy once more, 'cause nobody ever had told him the score. But the germ that had got him was still there inside, 'cause this is a treacherous germ that will hide inside.
An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now, partners, it surely is sorrowful strange to think of that cowboy a-riding the range, not knowing someday he'll be surely struck down by the germ that he caught when he went up to town on a spree.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now a ranch on the range isn't likely to find much use for a cowboy who's dead, lame, or blind. So if you've known Katie, please listen to this. Only a doctor can cure syphilis. Don't be
an ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy. An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Well, there's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And a small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No, a small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. And I believe to my soul that inside every man there's the feminine. And inside every lady there's a deep manly voice loud and clear. Well, the cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones that brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Say, what did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that'd love to slip out. And there's always somebody who says what the others just whisper. And mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. So when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady there's a cowboy who wants to come out. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that loves to slip out.
Jesus had to pay straight talk, plain truth. And he saved me and he can save you. Just ask him to forgive your sins and be your boss. But he's coming back to gather up his people. And he's coming back to take us home with him. I want to see my friends get to ride with me in heaven. So I won't stop. But now I'm a cowboy for Jesus. I'm the same old cowboy, but a changed cowboy for him. And I still want a cowboy. I just want a cowboy for Jesus.
Thank you.
gone by, and to be the voice of justice in the age of the outlaw's pride. And I used to go and ride the range and bed the cattle down, but then I'd go to sleep alone in my bedroll on the ground, singing, I'd be a cowboy again. Ride the dusty road again till the end. I used to hunt the buffalo and search for water holes, and stand guard o'er the herd at night and fight off many foes. Sometimes I'd ride to town real late and stand inside a church and ask God to forgive and bless this cowboy in his word. Singing, I'd be a cowboy again. Ride the lonely road again till the end. I remember roping calves, branding them with iron, and coping with the wind and driving rain and prairie fire. I remember days before my work came to an end, and someday when the world has changed, I'll ride the range again. Yeah, someday when the world has changed, I'm gonna ride the range again. I'd be a cowboy again. I'd ride the dusty road again. I'd be a cowboy again. The lonely road ahead till the end, till the end.
Cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to
And now here's a message from your friends at Studebaker.
Whoa, now.
There she is, Dr. B. Baxter, Sr., California.
Yep, we finally made it, Mama. All of us, the whole family, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga.
Yeah, after miles of trackless desert and towering mountains.
Tornadoes and rock slides.
Thunderstorms and snake bites.
Athlete's foot and famine.
Black flies and gingivitis.
Runny nose and scratchy throat.
Flaky dandruff and ring around the collar.
Chigger bites and the heartbreak of psoriasis. At times I could see the headline, Pioneer Family Nearly Itches to Death.
Remember when little B. Baxter Jr. throwed up in your tackle box?
Yeah, I never thought I'd laugh about that, but here we are, California, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga. Say, Mama, what do you say after the dog does the dishes tonight? We send B. Baxter Jr. and little Ida Bell out to pick huckleberries, and you and me will pooch up in the backseat of the Conestoga.
Just like we used to do back in Knoxville.
You'll never see Knoxville again, Mama.
Thanks to our Studebaker.
Studebaker is the one to get you to the coast. Going overland, they'll lend a hand. Of all the wagons, they're the toast. Studebaker Mormons do. And Quakers love the one when they're needing a wagon. Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker.
Studebaker, four wheels and a tongue will get you clear to California. Dealerships available.
Hop upon my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and northern plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that oh and moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio on the trail to San Antone.
Just received a letter from my gal in San Antone. She said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and northern plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that oh and moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antonio.
Cowboy, a bronco buster, a cow-punching gay boy. Shoots from the hip, cracks the bolo whip. Quick on the trigger, Brandon Iron Grip. Why couldn't I fill him cool? Like that gaucho buckaroo. I'm a horse-toed wrangler. I'm a horse-toed wrangler. I don't know what to do. I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy. Out on the pampas, she's an all-around playboy. Tennessee singer, a tango dancer. Lariat slinger, a great romancer. Why couldn't I woo and woo like that gaucho buckaroo? I'm a honcho wrangler, I don't know what to do. Now that I lost her, I'll never find her. She's gone away on an ocean liner. I'm a honcho wrangler, I'm mowed and be hanged. I got the rest from the bunkhouse gang. I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy, tall, dark, and handsome, cavalier plowboy. But I'll take a chance with a new romance. Learn to crack a whip, sling, sing, and dance. Learn to bill and cue like that Argentina buckaroo. I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy.
You got to be a cowgirl. Be a real cowgirl. You got to be a cowgirl if you want me to love you. You get to know how to ride. You get to know how to roam. You get to know how to ride. You get to know how to roam to make my heart try. You get to wear high boots. You get to have sweet looks. You get to wear high boots. You get to have sweet looks to tame my wandering eyes. You get to be a cowgirl. 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 You get to know how to ranch, to be hip and square dance. You get to know how to ranch, to be hip and square dance, to make my heart drum. You get to wear tight jeans with nice candy cane lean, to tame my wandering eye. You get to wear tight jeans with nice candy cane lean. You get to be a cowgirl.
Well, she ain't no cowgirl, but you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. She can't rope. Oh, she can't ride. But she keep that shotgun by her side. Oh, she ain't no cowgirl. But she know how. Hell, you be kind, yeah. Well, she went down. That's right. Went down the Saddle Street. Well, she shot two men down, you know, down in Saddle Street. Went down to Buffalo, you know she did, yeah, that's right. Shot one more. Woo! Well, she ain't no cowgirl, yeah. But you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yo. Yippee-ki-yay.
Okay, we're back. And boy, do I have news for you. Well, it's just a playlist, but you've never heard it before, so that makes it new. We started with one of those Strawberry Roan songs. There's a lot of these bastardizations of the Strawberry Roan, and this one's probably the most popular, The Castration of the Strawberry Roan. That was Bob and Sylvia Love, and I think it sounds 100 times better with her singing it rather than him. We heard from a guy named Reddy Teddy and Strawberry Roan. I don't think that's what the actual original writer had in mind, but that's okay. Tom Glaser after that, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy. Willie Nelson, something that we don't like to talk about. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. And just parenthetically, the other thing we don't like to talk about is the financial situation of WFMU. I'm not going to go into it because I really shouldn't mention it all. If Ken Friedman catches up with me, I'm going to lose a finger like I did last year. But go to the webpage, the FMU webpage. You'll see what I'm talking about. We heard from the Crossfire Gospel Band, Cowboy for Jesus. That's right. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm punching cattle for the Lord. We heard from Children 18.3, and I'm not 100% sure the 18.3 is part of their name, but sounds good. That was the Cowboy song, and Cowboy to the Core from PBR. You know what PBR stands for. Riders in the Sky after that, the Studebaker Conestoga, and then we heard from Riders in the Sky again, Third Time's the Charm. That was Down the Trail to San Antone. Here it says Anonymous, but I know that was actually Rod Keith, part of the MSR stable of songs. That was I Lost My Girl to an Argentine Cowboy. That was Rod Keith, or Ellery Escalin, if you wish. Although, is that his son? Shit, I don't know. Anyway, just stick with Rod Keith. You'll be all right. Coda Gain after that, and that was You Got to Be a Cowgirl. And then we wrapped it up with Otis Taylor. Ain't no cowgirl. I'm Otis Taylor. I ain't no cowgirl. So that does it for this week. I got two more for you. We're going to wrap up the Strawberry Roan saga for you, just because you've earned it. And then we'll be presenting the original 1912 version by Bob Roberts of Ragtime Cowboy Joe. And as always, we're going to send that out to Paul Aaron. If you see Paul, tell him I said, hey. He can tell you how many different versions of Ragtime Cowboy Joe there are. I probably have about 75 of them. I know. What can I tell you? Anyway, we'll be back next week. Keep your motor running. Keep your engines clean.
Say, Hank, throw another chunk on the campfire and I'll tell you all about the fate of old Strawberry Roan. Hey, hey. A bunch of us boys sitting on the corral, talking about old Strawberry, a real cowboy pal. How he's throwing most cowboys time after time, turning on circles as small as a dime. From the west rides a stranger, the ranch Lazy A. Yes, wondering, boy, if you'd seen any strays. An old 45 hung low on his hip, a cigarette butt burning close to his lip. What's all the attraction in that there corral? Oh, just an old roan, a real cowboy pal. Harry Knight's only guy ever rode that old roan. Go ahead, stranger, ride him, but I think you'll get thrown. I'll just call your bluff, that little old roan. Here's one cowboy left, he never has thrown. Stick on that saddle, I ain't got much time. I've heard how that cayuse could really unwind. He swung to the saddle with the greatest of ease. Old Strawberry seemed just to float in the breeze. And under his belly we saw the blue sky. We yelled at the stranger a parting goodbye. Then we saw a sight that surely read freight. As Strawberry went over the old corral gate, a flash of a hand and out come a gun, while on the corral a pair of them hung. We rushed to the rider, his right foot held tight. Oh, strawberry leather, a pitiful sight. Say, feller, no hurry, I stopped him with lead. One look at that row and we knew he was dead. Soon all the ranch hands were gathered around. It seems all were shocked as they gazed at the ground. I'm real sorry, boys, came a voice very low. Was me or that tires, cause one had to go. We uncinched the saddle, call it a day. Oh, strawberry Rowan has gone on his way. That evening at sunset we laid him to rest. At the head of his grave we all signed his request. Poor old strawberry Rowan, all the names signed below he has thrown. His saddle hangs here, please leave it alone. This marks the fate of old strawberry Rowan.
The man before is right-hand cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every night you see, he sings a horse to sleep in a battle voice so rich and deep. Groaning soft and low, he always sings ragging music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That is think the fate is gated and it's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run when they hear he's gone, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, right-hand cowboy Joe. He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That is think the fate is gated and it's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run when they hear he's gone, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Dressed up every Sunday in his Monday clothes, he beats it for the village where he always goes. And every girl in town is Joe's, cause he's a regular bear. When he starts feeling on the dance hall floor, no one but a lunatic would start a war. The wise men know his 44 makes men dance for fair. He always sings ragged music to the saddle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That a sink of fate is gated and it's such a funny meter to the roll of his repeater how they run when they hear he's gone, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings ragged music to the saddle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That a sink of fate is gated and it's such a funny meter to the roll of his repeater how they run when they hear he's gone, because the western folks don't know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.